This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. Coming up, imprint in print. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. If they call you a thief in court, can the court of public opinion follow right along? This case got started when a newspaper reported that Tom Coate allegedly stole close to $500,000 from a bankrupt Newark communications company, using the money to pay for drinks, trips, and a five-bedroom house, according to court papers filed in U.S. bankruptcy court. Tom sued the newspaper for defamation, claiming first that court papers used the term misappropriated, not stole, and second, for the newspaper to report his guilt based on initial court filings was completely improper. But the court dismissed the case, holding that the fair report privilege protects newspapers as long as the report is full, fair, and accurate, and the terms misappropriated and stole are close enough. Tom appealed, but the New Jersey Supreme Court affirmed, stating the need for free-flowing information about matters of public interest outweighs concern over a person's reputation. So the pen is indeed mightier than the word. The slogan for this one, all the news that's fit to hint. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law.